This is Mouth Media Network. Amplify and connect.
Welcome to Hashtag Moms Got This. Get your mom life fix 4 days a week. I'm Michelle Park.
And I'm Stacey Eagle. Sorry, you're so animated. And I'm Stacey Eagle. Together we chatted up with a new boss mom each week about her journey and why she's got this. So I was on a play date with it was a parent play date with our kids because the kids like each other. And with these parents, we always drink all day. It's really awesome. It goes from like a brunch to like the park to like a dinner drinking. And it's our second time doing that. And they're very cool.
Or maybe they're cool because you're drinking. I don't know.
I don't know. And it's like, I don't do a lot of that. So it's I do the drinking. But and they have two kids, and the two-year-old has these disposable diapers, and they use this company, they were telling me about it, called Bum Genius, which picks up the disposable diapers and like brings them back.
So they're not disposable. They're like,
I'm sorry.
So they don't throw them away.
They don't throw them away.
Yeah. So it's good for the environment. So they're not reusable. Disposable. They're reusable diapers.
Reusable, but as I said, their diaper comes back.
Their diaper comes back.
And what's interesting, they're like, there's a huge thing on the market now. They were saying that there's like certain designs on them that people are going and like buying these for like hundreds of dollars to get that limited edition design because they're reusable.
Yeah.
But the idea is that it's saving the environment.
Yeah.
And so they told me they just put the poop in the thing and they pick it up. I'm like, oh, smell
don't
that
want
for like
that
a week.
Job.
I know. So that was the product. I haven't used it, but I thought, you know, I'm very about recycling and saving the environment.
I'm going to totally look into them.
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And back on the show with us, we have Batsheva Hay. She is a designer and also a mom of two. Welcome back.
Welcome back. And speaking of like recycling and using vintage fabrics, Batsheva does a lot of that.
That's my thing. I mean, honestly, like I just really find that the old fabrics are the best. So I'm just obsessed with them. But I do also, it's like, it's really horrible to see the waste in the fashion business at this point. Like it's driving me nuts, especially the bigger you get, the more you're making, the more hangers you're using, the more poly bags you're using. It's like really, it really bugs me. So I'll find that like, you know, I'll try to use whatever fabric I can. And, you know, I find a lot of vintage fabrics and use them, even if there's enough for just like the top of a dress or whatever. And, but I don't know, that part's really fun for me.
So are there any, products like that have helped you in the home, like working at home, having children at home that make life easy, that you've noticed like a game that they love
or maybe solutions, like if you have?
My kids are pretty, like my daughter just basically draws. My son likes to play with like cars and airplanes and that kind of stuff. But
how did you get them to like honor your work time?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So I have to set things up for them. I think it's not so much like a product as like an organizational kind of thing, like a space I have to create. Like my daughter has this little desk and I'll put out all these things. You know, we kind of like set it up so that she wants to approach it and use it rather than making her feel like she has to go look for something to do rather than be with me.
Got it.
I try to create these little things so that they have really something that entices them. And then they do come and bother me sort of, but it's not that interesting to them, you know?
Right.
I mean, they want to watch movies sometimes, and that's always like a struggle of whether to let them do that. So
when you say you set up the table, are you putting out like art supplies for her?
Yeah. Like basically she needs like a stack of different papers, some glue, pom-poms, beads, whatever it is, you know, just like those kinds of things.
Do you change them out regularly?
Yeah, well, they get like disorganized. I have to kind of put them back in place.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like just that whole little.
She's sewing already?
No, she actually, there's sewing club in her school,
there
but it
is.
Was like, it was closed. Like, it's one of those things where you have to sign up in the first like 2 minutes or you don't get in. And I was like, I can't believe my daughter is in
not
sewing
in
club. Yeah.
She'll get in one.
That's we did. We have actually like sewed little pillows for her, like put the stuffing in them, that kind of stuff. Sometimes we do that.
Have you heard of Charlotte Handmade?
No.
So they basically, so this is what I leave out for my daughter on the art table, but essentially it's like a box and it has like like, let's say two pieces of felt that are cut to the exact dimensions it should be. And then it has little holes, and then they just get like the thread and they sew it.
Oh, that's cool.
That stuff keeps my daughter busy for like
a while. Is that the big yarn?
Yeah, it's like
big. How old's your daughter?
She's 3 and a half. Oh. So it's like, you know, it might be like a little bit, she might need a little bit more advanced stuff for your daughter, but it's still, I think they have stuff for older kids. Anyway, it's just like much easier than trying to figure all that stuff out by yourself. Right. Coming up, Batsheva will share how her relationship with her mom and growing up around creativity has affected her motherhood journey. Thank you guys so much for listening to Mom's Got This. We so appreciate it. Please leave us a review and let us know what you love about the show, what you might want to see more of on the show. And also, feel free to recommend some moms you might want to see on the show.
Definitely. And check, you can leave those comments on our Instagram at Moms Got This Show or on iTunes.
Yes. Let us know.
Let us know. And leave that 5-star rating.
Hashtag Moms Got This is a production of Mouth Media Network powered by Sennheiser. Reach out and follow us on social media at Moms Got This Show. And me, Michelle, at Mish Plus Two.
Or me, Stacey, at Stacey Eagle.
Check out our website, momsgotthisshow.com.
Did you mention that you make the bread in the house?
Yeah.
Tell us
I
about
do.
That.
I do. I feel like I'm always kneading dough. Like, I really, and my kids like to do it too. So I, we started doing like Shabbat dinners, you know, years ago, like, you know, with my husband. And I just found it really fun to, the idea of making the bread. And I'm so on autopilot with it that I'm always just kneading dough, punching dough. My kids are helping me. Waiting for it to rise, you know, just all these things. So I do find that like the best activities or something that I really thought helped me when I was growing up was, you know, we didn't have gadgets. We weren't overly scheduled. We had fun raw materials and we had projects that we'd like learned to do. So baking something or I remember one time, I mean, I went to like a hippie camp. We made butter by we took cream and we each shook it. Did you even know this is how you make butter? You shake it and then pass it around, shake it. And then eventually it hardens and turns to butter. And there you have like beautiful butter that you made, you know?
Have you done that with your kids?
I haven't done it with my kids. I know. I really.
That's super.
But just things like that are, those are the most, to me, the most fun, interesting, exciting things to do. And I really think like I didn't think of the way I grew up as like particularly creative. I didn't think of myself as particularly creative, but you know, it's like those types of experiential things with like food, with even with clothing. Like, you know, my grandmother would sew my clothes and I used to crochet. I didn't think of those things as creative. They just seemed practical, you know?
Yeah. And they were part of like just being doing, it wasn't like, this is, you have to do this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they didn't seem like genius things, you know? It's not like the way that I thought of like art or whatever, but it is a really like, you know, tactile, interesting experience to be able to make things. And so that was really a part of how I grew up, like just sort of using basic things and enjoying the experience of playing with them and, you know, making things.
And do you feel that's what you implement in the house now in terms of like not getting too many products, but...
Yeah. We really don't. I mean, honestly, first of all, I just feel like it's better for the environment. It's more fun for me also to use like, you know, raw ingredients and make things and play around with it rather than getting these like pre-made things or whatever, just sort of like things that are packaged. So that's kind of how we do it. You know, we have like paper. We actually have a big roll of butcher paper and we pull it out every day and like the kids draw on it.
I've been,
you know,
doing
it's like
that.
It's like a daily thing and it's just so much fun.
It's,
you know?
So nice to just like in an apartment in New York to like have that freedom to just draw and
totally
do.
To trace my kids' bodies on the floor and like it's I think that that's really where the fun is with that like free time to be able to like play around with things, including food. And I think it's really nice to be able to get my kids involved in like making the food, like they really enjoy it. It's like a fun science experiment kind of.
How do you make that time? Like, so you do you give yourself like once a week to do that with them or you just incorporate that into your lifestyle?
I mean, I'm always cooking. Like I'm making a soup or whatever every day, but it's, you know, it doesn't take that much time and I'm also working in my apartment. So those kinds of things are like breaks for me. So it's nice to be able to tune something off and then like saute something and like start a soup or soak the beans and like all this stuff, you know?
Awesome. Well, thank you, Batsheva, for coming back.
I mean, now I know. I'm like,
now Stacey's going to go home and make some soup.
I'm like envisioning myself coming. My husband would be like, what?
You made bread?
I know. There's a challah.
And then 2 years later, he'll take it for granted completely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. I will not be back tomorrow, but Stacey will be here imparting all of her wonderfulness on you. You like that, Stacey? I think you like that.
I like that. I like that.
Tune in tomorrow. Make sure to subscribe and show us some love on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever the best podcasts are found. Our fantastic theme music was created just for us by Lily Lane and Joe Pasco. This show can only be reproduced or published with express written permission of Mouth Media Network. We are so looking forward to spending time with you guys again. Thank you so much for listening. And remember,
Mom's got this.
This is Mouth Media Network. Amplify and connect.